You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to Pilgrim on the 405. We're going to have a great conversation today. We got two people that are just going to have fun as well as talking about some very important things. This is Wendy Ellis and Wing Lam. Wing is going to talk about California Love Drop. So take it away, Wing. Tell us about how this whole thing got started and what it's all about.
Well, way back in March of 2019, when we got the word that everything was shutting down, that was non-essential, somebody forgot to mention the restaurant was not in that grouping of shutting down. But literally, we went from 100% on Wednesday to 15% on Friday, less than 2 days. It was like we drove off a cliff. So we sent all the employees home because we needed to try to, you know, save our little nickels. And we sent with them a lot of the essential supplies, the rice, the beans, the chicken, everything that we could get, you know, basically help them, because that Friday you couldn't go out to the stores and find any supplies either. The shelves were empty of toilet paper, all that stuff. And we still had a little bit of food left over. So I decided, hey, why, instead of throwing it away, let me see if I can go out and make some deliveries. And after a couple of deliveries, Wendy noticed my little crazy post and says, what are you doing? And I says, I'm out there doing this. And she says, well, I'm out furloughed as well. Maybe I can join and help you, but how can we partner? Because we're already an official partner to KLOS. So Wendy helped us. Without KLOS, we wouldn't get the word out that we have been able to do. So she brought in Heidi and Frank, as always with some money, because we needed bottles, smaller bottles for the hand sanitizer. We had these gallon size from Drake's organic vodka, but we needed to transfer them to a little 4 ounce sizes that we can use, because everybody wanted masks, they wanted, you know, sanitizers, and they wanted food. So we kind of got the ball rolling. And then I started calling my friends because we were going to run out of money delivering food as well. So my brother said, hey, this is very noble of you and Wendy to do this, but you got to find some funding here because we're down 85%.
Now, Wayne, just in case we're talking to the three people in the world who don't know that you and your brothers started Wahoo's Fish Taco.
Okay.
That's where you started, right, with this big successful restaurant chain, and then all of a sudden it just closes up.
So let me back up a little bit.
You said we're in the business of giving out food. We just don't have to do it in the restaurants anymore.
But my brother said, hey, we're in the business of selling food, not giving it away. Right? You can give it away when we're in much better times. So after the first initial, literally couple of drops, my brother said, hey, you got to figure out how to get some funding. Because we're down to, you know, the skeleton crew at all the restaurants, and we're also getting ready to shut down additional stores if you don't get some funding. So it was a combination of like, oh, wow, let me go figure it out. So Wendy and I figured out and goes, hey, maybe we can start a GoFundMe page on the KLOS website, which that helped us, right? And then through all my network of charity partners, I went out and called all my friends and said, hey, what are you doing with all that money that we had earmarked for events?
And
they're like, nothing. So Charles from Antos Roofing said, hey, I got a little bit of money, but I don't want to hang out with you. I'm going, Charles, I need you to come out with us. I need you to see this. And after a couple of deliveries, Charles goes, this is amazing. This smile on the nurse's face, the policeman and all that. So Charles goes, you know what? There's nothing else going on anyway. So I might as well come out with you guys. So Blue Sea, our agency, then Yogurtland had nothing to do because all their events got canceled. Hint Water, Monster Energy Drink, Cliff Bar. So we all teamed up together and went out and said, hey, what do we need to cover? And the big companies already had the product made, and there you see they're used for sampling anyway. I says, well, let us sample in a different way since there's nothing else going on. So I knew that all the major sporting concerts, charity, everything was on the back burner. So we ended up finding all the product that was meant to be used for those events, including vans. The U.S. Open of Surfing got canceled. So we got umbrellas, bandanas, trucker hats, And again, you know, the smile on the nurse's face when we would bring the small token of our appreciation for them taking care of us went a long ways. But literally, I mean, Wendy here can tell you, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah. So we like put our heads together and started this charity called California Love Drop and proceeded to do love drops to frontline heroes, local neighbors and communities in need. And ultimately we celebrated our year anniversary a week or so ago. Yeah. We've done over 250 drops and have delivered over 18,000 meals in the last year. So it's been.
Let me ask you, the governor is predicting, his forecast is June the 15th. We're all going to be opened up. Now that's not going to be the end of California Love Drop, is it?
Not at all. Nope. We came to that conclusion. It was pretty obvious. There's going to be a lot of reason to say thank you to, you know, our heroes, to the, you know, we've done love drops to teachers at schools, things like that. So there's always going to be fires. There's always going to be a need to go in and say an extra thank you to our fire people and policemen and things like that. So we don't have to stop
saying I love you, all right?
No.
Just because the pandemic's
never have
over.
To say it. Stop there. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting that one of the results of this worldwide disease, this pandemic, is that we rediscover love, we rediscover abundance, we rediscover what relationships mean.
And really rediscovered our neighbors, you know, and our community. And, you know, got even tighter and smaller because we weren't going out and driving all over the place and doing our normal routine. We suddenly were like really focusing on everyone who's super important to us, people that we couldn't been here without all their love, their dedication, everything at the hospitals and their hard work. So it was really special. And as Wingett touched on, what an extra thing that we didn't realize is how much it pleased us and how much warmth and love and greatness came out of us doing it. And so he had talked about Charles. He kind of had to twist Charles' arm just to come on the first few. And now Charles doesn't miss one.
Yeah. I know. I interviewed Charles about
200 drops.
Yeah, I interviewed Charles about 3 months ago, and that's all he could talk about was how much fun he was having. Isn't it interesting? It's not like it's not been said or blazoned on the sky that giving is more fulfilling than receiving. But somehow we forget that. Somehow we get caught up in this whole notion of we got to get. And it's really, we got to give.
And the big thing is nothing against the big charity events. I've been a part of almost every acronym you can think of. We've raised, I've chaired, I've been honored by almost every one of them. And it's fun to get dressed up and raise literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to find a cure, to better somebody's life. All that is amazing. But you don't get that gratitude that Wendy's talking about like we're doing right now. It is unbelievable when the nurses come out, the seniors come out, the police, whoever it is, the gratitude they have. I've never, ever gotten that in all my years of doing all the charity work, because we're at the gala, we're at the golf tournament, wherever we are, the marathon, the jogathon, you name it, we're raising money, which is amazing, but we're not touching the patients. So a couple of, like even at Christmas time when we're at Chalk Hospital and we were delivering toys, when one of the kids came out of the hospital in his wheelchair, we were like, oh my God. And we were able to give him a toy, right? And then the comments that we got and the mom, it's like, it was the best thing that happened to her son that day. And that to us is like, okay, we'd never get that at a golf tournament, you know? Yeah. And again, you need to raise hundreds of thousands to find cures.
Yes. Yes. There's a difference between writing a check and doing the work. Yeah. Checks are important.
Yes.
But it's also important to have some feet on the ground and do the work.
Yeah. And what was also really touching was that really a good chunk of the money that we have raised, I mean, maybe about 50% of it has come from big, larger sponsorships, but a good 50%+ has come from individuals, listeners, KLOS listeners. Every Friday, Wing calls in on Friday on the Heidi and Frank Morning Show and gives an update of where we've been, where we're going to be, gives updates about drops. And then Frank talks about how you can go to our GoFundMe page and donate. And if you donate $25, you get a commemorative mask, you know, and that has everyone's logos on it. And we really raise a big chunk of our money from $25, maybe $50 donations. And that's been really special because now a whole community is part of our outreach and our California. Yeah.
Well, and you're calling it outreach, but what I hear is that you are calling the community to be the best they can be. You're really transforming the vision that we have of ourselves.
And that work, that's with us as well, right? So we've suddenly discovered a better part of ourselves that we didn't expect in this journey.
Well, yeah, when you say, you know, when you talk about California, we talk about, oh, well, we're the, you know, if we were a nation, we would be, you know, the first, fourth or fifth in the economic strength, or we have this or we have that. But part of who we are is that we care about each other. And living that out and actually participating in that is an astounding experience, and it's an astounding story about who we are as Californians.
Yeah, and again, when all the brands come together, you know, it's just, there is nothing else that I have seen. There's lots and lots of restaurants doing what we're doing, but not in the, I guess, the bringing it all together, right? Because it's not just the food, it's literally the air fryers, the tumblers. I mean, we have so many of our partners that will call and goes, hey, you know, where do you think I can get something like this? He goes, hey, we can do it. We can donate it to you guys. So, I mean, the computer keyboards, I mean, everything that basically said, hey, we don't have any use for right now because of the way things have pivoted, changed, right? We said, well, we can find use for it. So the teachers and whoever we drop these things off to, the kids, the toys, they're like, oh my God. I mean, this is, I mean, because they just see, oh, it's frozen yogurt, drinks, and food. I'll go, no. Think of anything else you can think of, and we'll find a way to get it.
All right. Now, how does this move forward?
How does this move forward? Well, you know, we should be looking at big pictures and leaping ahead, but we really are kind of a month to month, week to week. We have been a nonprofit. It's under a GoFundMe. Everything is spent on our charity, but now we're moving into the 501(c) world. We're going to get that all locked in and done. And we are looking now to kind of advance across the country. We already have placed, Las Vegas love drops, Erie, Pennsylvania love drops, which he'll explain a little bit more. So we've already looked to a few different states and a few different cities and have expanded into their towns as well and their communities. And so we'd love to just do more and more of that and really expand it across the country. But I want you to say a little more about your Erie PA.
So there's a gentleman, another friend from Orange County, Glenn Stearns, who happened to have done a show on the Discovery Channel called The Undercover Billionaire, and where he goes in and, you know, takes a business. And one of the businesses that he took over was called the barbecue place. The
Underdog
Barbecue. So in it, he said, hey, by the way, season two, we need somebody to come in and show us how to position because of COVID. So my brother and I went out there last summer a couple of times, and we're in the season finale where we show them, you know, how to basically, you know, streamline the operation and basically get their restaurant backing together for COVID. And in the process, we also share some of our ideas. And one of them, remember this, we had only been doing the California drop like 3 months or four. And so we say, hey, here's what we're doing in California. And they're like, how does this work? Anybody can give food away, but if you got to find sponsors, otherwise you're going to be out of business like I would have. Right.
Right.
So they said, so I show you the model, but the one thing that hopefully you'll get out of it is, in the absence of anything else going on in your neighborhood, you're going to get some really good PR because that's, people want to talk about not all the riots and all the bad things that were happening in the summertime, but they want something uplifting. So they did a couple of them to their local hospital, and immediately they got local coverage in their newspaper. Mm-hmm. And they call me, Ashley, and goes, oh my God, this works. I'm like, it works. I'm telling you, because there's nothing else going on. It's not like you're competing against sporting events last year, because remember, NBA didn't go back until after the summer. Right. So there was nothing going on, you know? So then the NFL came back. But again, it wasn't like this major thing, because there was no attendance hardly ever at any of the games. Mm-hmm. So I said, here, people are talking about what's good in the community. And so Wendy and I said, hey, let's change the artwork a little bit and make the Erie, Pennsylvania love drop, right? And the Las Vegas love drop. So we gave them the, you know, the blueprint on how to follow us and said, get your local partners. But it will only work if you're not trying to make money. This isn't
about
making money. This is about keeping your lights on. And let's everybody huddle together and say, hey, how can we get through this together? So everybody's really pitching in, our vendors. I mean, whenever we've had a little get together between all of us, I'll have one of our breweries, Left Coast Brewery, here in Irvine. Hey, mm-hmm. can you host our little group? Because we have no budget for it. And he goes, absolutely.
Right.
So again, it's all, you know, been good.
But and what I hear is that it moves from we're here to make as much money as we can as fast as we can to we're here to be happy.
Yes.
And to spread that happiness to those who can't see it right now.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that you've taken the risk to use the big L word out there, yeah. that this is about love.
Yeah.
This is not about, oh, we got to take care of those who are struggling on the front lines. No, this is about loving those people. This is about loving the kids. This is about loving the teachers. One of the things that I have during this, and I hope that it continues, is the farm to table program from USDA. My wife is in charge of an outreach center, St. Michael's Outreach Center in Riverside for the Episcopal Church. And every Thursday, when I can, I go out, drive the truck over to pick up like a ton of food in the 22-pound boxes out of the 18 tons of food that they have every Thursday morning. We bring it back to the church, and then there is 100 families that come through, and a group of people, the same, it's this team every week that gather together on Thursday morning, hand out bread, hand out these boxes of food. And it's like, you don't have to do anything other than drive your car over and line up to get it. And the kind of experience of giving that is just astounding. And why do we have to stop doing that? Because the disease goes away.
Even the Sister of Watts, it was either prepared meals in LA. We've done a few thousand of those. Also the Dream Center in LA. So those were what they called the drive-through. And they would say, hey, there's a family of four. So we get four hot meals and some supplies. The ones that were here were, I think, over 600 or 700 families came through the Giving Farm or the Saddleback. Again, but they would get the essentials, right? So everything would be bought, like cartons of milk, cartons of eggs and stuff like that. And again, amazing, but more important, the volunteers that were helping were only a step higher than the people they were serving. So the way they were getting, right? So it was one of those where they were helping themselves and helping others. So at the end of the events, they were themselves taking home a couple of blocks of the supplies.
Yes.
With our food, it was like, oh my God. You know, it was like even the COVID site that we went to last week. When we delivered the lunches to them in Downey, they're like, oh my God, this is the best lunch we've had. Because whatever you're going to get as a volunteer is what somebody's going to supply you.
Right.
So nothing against anybody delivering food, but we think we have a better team, you know?
Right. And what do we discover in all of this, but that the difference between us is minimal?
And it's like I said, it's all about the team and what can we do together to better everything, find a better solution. And again, without the church's help, we wouldn't have been able to do our toy drives because they showed us how to do the cones and all the setup because they were doing their drive-through pantry. So they said, why don't we team up together for the toy drive? So we used their volunteers and we used our resources. And then we shared in all the toys. We gave a huge portion back to the church and we gave the other to the shelters because our job is just to collect them. We didn't want the toys. And so we said, okay, everybody that helps out, you can take some of the toys back to your group. And everybody worked together.
So let's stand back a little bit. What have you learned about human nature, about the social world, about what it is to be alive? What have you learned because of this?
The most important thing is we're all in this thing together, right? That's really like, it's all about the team. And we joke about there's no I. So every opportunity that I get, I include all of my friends. We all promote our brands equally, whatever. I happen to be the spokesman most of the time, but I try to share. And if you've been to any event, I go, Charles, go for it, right? Because, you know, he wants to talk about what he's doing and what it means to him. And the message that he's posting out there, it's the same for all of us. We're all there trying to do what we can to get through this together. But the most important thing is I get to hang out with Wendy more because before I get 2 minutes with her on a Friday because we're so busy with our lives and our events. Mm-hmm. And now we get to talk, you know, once a day kind of a thing, catch up and really come up with fun stuff to do while we're doing all this. And that's, to me, it's like we found in this crazy world that nothing is going right. Amazing things that we can be very resourceful and have a little bit of fun while we're just, you know, trying to get through this together. And that's really
so let me ask, is there any problem that we human beings cannot solve if we want to?
And can solve anything if you put your heads to it.
Yeah.
People have the right heart and the right energy and the right determination. We can conquer anything.
And make sure that
And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing when we come to the conclusion or the realization that homelessness, poverty, being alone, that all of that, every one of those are things that we together can not only solve, but we all can have fun doing it.
Right? Because we thought the pandemic, as we were told then in last March, was going to be over in May. Right? Couple months.
Right, and right.
Summertime. It's going to be all done.
And that's why when you mentioned June 15th, I'm like, I don't know, because I hear South America right now is on fire. So I don't know if any of that comes over because, and people says, well, we're not going to let any of the Brazilians or the Indians in. Because what if they fly to another country before they come here? There's no way to stop it. So I think we, you know, be more cautious. I mean, you know, be safe still because this thing isn't over yet.
Well, but this thing is not what it's about to me.
Yeah.
The thing has brought to our attention what we haven't been doing.
Yes.
And so the lesson from this thing can be, all right, so that brought us to our attention. That brought us to our knees and we solved it. We participated in a solution for it. And there is no going back to where it was before. Oh, I can hardly wait till we get back to normal. There is no going back. And part of the lesson that I hear from you is that we can solve any problem that we want to solve.
Yes.
And it's not up to government. It's not up to political parties. It's not up to a church. It's not up to any particular individual. It is us working together to solve the problem for other human beings and to have fun doing it.
Absolutely. Because, like I said, work is work. Might as well have a little bit of fun while we're doing it.
Work is work. What work is, what I observe from you and your brother and people around you is that work is a vehicle for solving problems.
Yep.
You hungry? We got some tacos here for you, right? Yep. And we're going to have fun while we're doing it. And so work is a vehicle for perfecting our skills, for pulling resources together, for being able to create enough wealth to share with others. But it's really helping to be part of the human experience, solving the problems that are there, removing the obstacles, and then having fun along the way.
Stop, smell the roses along the way. Enjoy the journey, right? Don't wait until the end because you might be too old to enjoy it then, right? Have fun. And I love the team that we put together. Some of us have been friends for a long, long time. Melissa and I have been friends for over 25 years. And now she's like my sidekick with the frozen yogurt, right?
Melissa.
Yeah, Paul at Hint Water, I've known him since he was on the street team with Coca-Cola. So all of us, right? I mean, Monster has always been a great partner of ours. And the fact that there are zero Monster events going on in California were the only things happening. And I think it was funnier than anything when we did a delivery to Hoge Hospital. And Hilton, who's one of the co-founders of Monster, is on their board. And he got a phone call congratulating him for what he was doing. And he was like, what are we doing? And then the team goes, Wing. It goes, oh, Wing is there. Because nobody is going to their offices. You know, so they were like, oh, my God, what are we doing? It's Wing. It goes, oh, don't worry about it. But is it me?
So how can people join? How can people join?
Well, we've got go to CaliforniaLoveDrop.org. You can stay on top of whatever we have going on, different events. But through there, you can volunteer. You can inquire about volunteering and join us. And now that things are getting better and things are slightly opening up, we are feeling much better about bringing on some volunteers. I mean, we try to keep it a smaller core at the beginning, but we're opening that up as well. You can also follow us on socials. We're on Instagram and Facebook. California Love Drop. And lastly, if you want to contribute, we'd love that. We appreciate it. Every dollar goes into what we're doing. You can simply go to GoFundMe and look up California Love Drop. And we'll also send you a fun commemorative mask as well.
Super. So how do you think this experience, California Love Drop, as well as the pandemic, how is that going to affect Wahoo's Fish Tacos?
It is definitely changing the way everything is because everything is now more portable. I mean, one of the big things for us is like, you know, the dining experience. I don't think that's going to come back rapidly as quickly as most people think because people are still relatively speaking uncomfortable about being indoors. Not everybody, but most people, you know, are like, you know, bars, for instance, hey, if you want to go to a bar, you got to go to a bar, right? So I think, you know, the family dinner. So we're going to try to create, you know, things, you know, pivot a little bit in the way we package things. And that's one of the things we learned from the California Love Drop is the meals that we provide are amazing to travel with and they're easy to eat, all that. So we came up with something that, you know, already on the menu, we just changed it a little bit to make it more of, you know, easy to carry, right? So things like that, you know, and again, the whole event world that we used to be a part of, that is going to be a little bit different now, a lot of drive-ins still. So we're just trying to say, hey, the lunch business that we used to rely heavily on, that is gone. I mean, it is what it is because there's still a lot of people that are not going back to their offices because they don't have to. They're just as productive working from home as they are going to the office. So we're changing that. So we're a little bit more afternoon dinner heavy. There are still some locations that do well at lunch, but the majority of them don't do as well as we used to. So we're learning how to, you know, deliver more and have people order, you know, from us to have it delivered to their offices or having to pick it up. So things are changing a little bit, but we're slowly, you know, our patios are doing better, you know, because again, people want to have a beer or a margarita with their meal. And it's kind of hard to do that when you go home. So we're slowly, you know, getting that changed as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Wendy and Wing, my hat's off to you for the great clarion call that you've given to people as we begin to look away from the things that we are missing and the sadness that people want us to fall into the enthusiasm about how do we serve? How do we serve people who are out there serving us? How do we serve people in need who aren't participating in the kind of abundance that's there for them? And how do we incorporate the rest of this spirit with the rest of the people in Orange County and helping us to become a stronger, deeper community? So thanks. And again, Wendy, how do we go about joining?
And just come and check out our CaliforniaLoveDrop.org. There's ways that you can email us through that site. Also, you can follow us on socials, California Love Drop, on both Instagram and Facebook, as well as donating to GoFundMe. Just simply search California Love Drop.
All right. Well, this is one more example of how businesses in California thrive, even in the midst of a worldwide focus on a disease. So congratulations. Thanks for being with us, Wendy and Wing.
Thank you all.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.